The Year in Stamps, the Stamp Collecting Report. I'm Lloyd DeVries. It was quite a year for stamp collecting. In the spring, a copy of the famous upside-down airplane stamp from 1918 that had been stolen in 1955 was discovered and turned in. The handover was held at the International Stamp Show held in New York City. By all accounts, the show was a success. The major stamp collecting organization in the U.S., the American Philatelic Society, elected retired General Mick Zace, a former state education secretary, as its president. The major philatelic library opened its long-awaited new facility in central Pennsylvania. Alan Kane, whose accomplishments as head of the Smithsonian National Postal Museum included doubling its size, announced his retirement. And Artcraft discontinued producing first-day covers, the special envelopes for new stamps that it began making in 1939. For more on stamps and stamp collecting and a more complete list of 2016's events, visit virtualstampclub.com. I'm Lloyd DeVries for CBS News.